and gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman, and you're listening to the Bob Culture Podcast with your host, Rob Crother!
All right, everybody, welcome to a special Boardwalk Beatdown edition of the Bob Culture Podcast. We are stoked. Of course, we have the human wrestling encyclopedia himself, Mr. Michael Vacchiano. Mike, how are you? Having a good time?
I'm doing great, man. A lot of people, a lot of energy in here. Really digging it so far.
Yeah, man.
It's going to be long. It's going to be a great day.
It's got a good vibe. Of course, we have, coming off his undefeated streak, his only appearance, his debut, but what a debut it was. Of course, the undefeated person from the predictions panel. The man, the myth, the legend, our good friend, Mr. Chris Nunes. What's up, Chris?
What's going on, man? Excited to be here. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's awesome. Looking around, we're at the table. We'll have Summer Rae coming over in a little bit. That's going to be awesome. To my right, I see James Ellsworth, women's champion Victoria, one of the all-time greats. It's pretty
directly to our right.
That's pretty cool, guys. Looking around, who else you guys see walking around here? I see Virgil across the way.
Virgil, got Pitbull, Gary Wolf.
We got Kelly Demolition.
We got Gangrel.
Everyone, that's good. We got merch everywhere. We got meet and greets. Ken and I just went in.
I see Addicted to Love, Rhett Titus. If any Ring of Honor fans out there.
Yeah, there you go. Ken and I just went in to meet the Bullet Club. It was pretty awesome. Cody Rhodes, all those guys were class acts. They're really, really cool. Good way to start the day. We got promos classes later. We have, I don't know if I'm doing those, but you can do holds. Lots of meet and greets with the Saw roster as well as some of these legends. And then we got a big show tonight debuting some titles. So it's going to be awesome. You guys excited to see some indie wrestling?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, guys. Well, we'll try to get some interviews along the way. We'll be hosting some trivia as well here at the Bob Culture Podcast table. And we'll see if we get some good interviews for you guys. And we'll check in later. All right, guys, let's go have some fun.
Woo!
All right.
Woo!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, checking here at Boardwalk Beatdown. Of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. James Ellsworth. Of course, you know him as the intergender champion, technically a Money in the Bank winner, with wins over current champion AJ Styles. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. James, thanks for a few minutes. How are you, man?
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
No, man, it's a pleasure. Real quick, I wanted to talk about the journey, man. You know, the jump from the indies to fighting Strowman, the internet reaction to signing with WWE, man. That's got to be great for you, man.
It was the best, man. I was on the independents for 14 years, had a match with Strowman. Then afterwards, like you said, I got that file on the internet, then my dreams came true, and I made it to WWE.
Really, really cool.
Which was the bigger moment? Beating Styles or the Money in the Bank?
Man, like, that's a good question. Very good question. Beating Styles, WWE champion, in the main event of SmackDown is huge.
Yeah.
But that Money in the Bank moment created so much controversy.
Exactly.
And a lot of people always bring that up.
Yeah.
So I think maybe to the fans, that was the bigger moment. For me personally, it was probably beating AJ. But to the fans, I think they remember the Money in the Bank more than anything.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I want to ask you, how you fought Becky Lynch and Asuka. I want to ask you, how hard does Asuka kick?
Oh, man. She slapped me the one time. It was a slap heard around the world. I remember seeing 100-some gifs of her slapping me.
Yeah.
She's a tough cookie, that Asuka.
Oh, yeah, man. And then outside of the ring, man, any hobbies or anything you're into?
Oh, yeah, like watching movies. I'm a big movie. Like,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, horror movies.
Nice.
Like
I'm a big horror movie guy.
I'm big into sports. Ravens and the Orioles are my team. Not that I would admit that the Orioles are my team, but because they're the worst team in baseball this year.
That's okay. Like, got to stick with your team.
Yeah. And I have my daughters, so I like spending time with them.
Oh, that's nice, man. Hey, tell us a little bit about, you came up with the intergender championship. That's pretty cool. How did that idea come about, man?
Well,
that's great.
Like you said, the Money in the Bag was a big moment. So after that, I wrestled Becky Lynch, and I started really terrorizing the SmackDown Live women's division. So when WWE and I parted ways the first time, I thought to myself, man, what if I fought girls with the indies?
You're 21st century Andy Kaufman, right?
Yeah, that's right. Andy Kaufman was a big inspiration for it, too.
True.
I really enjoy that stuff with Andy Kaufman. And, man, it's been going great. I've wrestled probably 50 girls this year already, so it's been great.
Brilliant content, man, real quick. And lastly, real quick, and thanks for a few minutes, man, we got hashtag rehire Ellsworth going on. What's going on with that right now?
Oh, man, I got the shirts over there if you guys are interested.
I got you, bro. Yeah.
But Paige Fireby on TV, again, a woman strikes with James Ellsworth. Yeah. And I think everybody was really enjoying the character. Like, when I came back, it was going so well, and I think that was very premature for it to just go off, like, so quickly. So I'm starting this hashtag rehire Ellsworth, and people seem to be behind it. Hopefully you'll see me back on SmackDown Live real soon.
I think we definitely will, maybe with some gold around the waist. I don't know which one, but all of them.
Well, maybe 205 Live. They got the Cruiserweight title. You never know.
I can definitely see that.
Never know. I really am starting to be optimistic about it. Hey, man, maybe I should hit up WWE and ask them about 205 Live, because I love those guys and how hard they work, and I'm a big fan of them.
I'm a big fan of it,
believe it or not. And, you know, I'd go in there and I'd be different, obviously, so it would catch people's eyes. I think it'd be broken right down to half. I think a lot of people would love seeing me there. A lot of people would be like, why is he there? Like, it would get a lot of good. It would be a big reaction either way, I think.
Really good. Well, sign us up, man. Hey, James, thanks for a few minutes.
Thank you, guys.
Best of luck, man.
Care.
We'll see you. Thank you so much. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are honored to be here on the Bob Culture Podcast with the one and only. Yes, round of applause, please. For former Total Divas and WWE superstar, Miss Summer Rae. Summer, are you having a good time at Boardwalk Beatdown? How are you?
Yes, everything's good. I'm conveniently sitting next to you.
Yeah, it worked out.
Sharing a table.
That's
so
right.
So it's always summertime on your
podcast. I love it. Yes, got him.
So cheesy.
Had to do that.
So, we like cheesy.
Yeah, yes, we do.
And now I'm like spicy summer with my hair. People said I'm like Autumn Ray.
You know what? That was the first question I was going to ask. The first question on everyone's mind. Yes. The switch to the red. Tell us about the switch to the red.
Yeah, so I'm really excited. One day on a group chat, my friends colored in my hair a different color, and it was the red, and I loved it. So I threw Miss Natalie Eva Marie a little text before I did it and said, hey, been thinking about this. It's not like yours. And she was just like, so supportive, super cute about it. Was like, you should do it. It'll change your life having a different color.
It looked fantastic. I gotta say, definitely.
I've been blonde my whole life. I'm a creature of habit, so wanted to prove to myself change is okay, and I would be fine with it. So ever since, it's good. People actually still recognize me, which I thought no one would recognize me, but out and about, I still get recognized, which I was surprised about.
Cool. Very cool. So we saw you were playing football, and you're really good at it. Tell us about the transition from football to wrestling. How did that happen?
So Laundry Football League with the Chicago Bliss. I'm actually in Chicago next week.
All in?
All in. I love Chicago. It was just very dangerous. We had little, everyone blew out their knees and got hurt, and it's very full contact, and for me, wrestling was my dream, and it was something I've always wanted to do. So I was like, you know what? If I'm over here having hobbies and blowing out knees and doing this, might as well go risk my life doing something that I really want and love. So, went to my tryout with WWE, and I think within, 6 weeks, it was really fast for me. I was, down there, moved to Tampa, and the rest was history.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, you're doing some dancing on there.
I thought 6 weeks was a long time, but everyone was like, oh, no, I waited years. I'm like, oh, okay, great.
Yeah, well, no, I was going to say, good for you. I guess they liked you. That's all. That's really great.
It was all about timing, too. When I first started, there was only 5 other girls. And, so now there's 30-something down there. So I think it was just really good timing,
Awesome. Very cool. Any hobbies outside, not in the ring right now, but what hobbies are you into, or what's on the Summer Rae playlist?
Yeah, so right now, living my life is just amazing. We weren't, not like we weren't able to do that with WWE. You're just so busy that you just can't really do a lot of
It's tough.
Things.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So you miss every wedding, you miss every birthday, which is fine, you do it for your dream. So I grinded out 6 years, and I loved it. I feel very fortunate for the opportunities I had. And now I'm, taking a trip with my friend. Just got back from Greece.
Yes.
It was my friend's bachelorette party.
Oh, that's awesome.
If I was with WWE, I would never be able to do that. And being able to do these signings and do modeling stuff and, work with different brands without having to go through a big corporate conglomerate is nice.
That's awesome.
For a while, yeah. It's kind of like getting a divorce and then going to date everyone.
No, I get it.
Else.
Yeah.
and not committing.
You're in charge.
Yeah, that's
like
right.
I'm a big player now. I'm a playboy. This is what
I got married last year. Now you're making me think reconsider it now. Yeah.
Like
totally.
I'm in my wild, reckless, early drunk 20s in my career.
I got you. So real quick, we were just talking about it. First of all the fans are coming up to see you. They love you, Summer Rae. You're big time over here at the convention. Everyone's talking to you about this poll on WWE.com.
Yeah.
Apparently, you are, I guess rumored in the mix about this Evolution pay-per-view. What do you think about this whole thing?
It was like AJ Lee.
You?
Me,
yeah.
Trish on it?
I don't know.
Maybe
I don't know. That's everyone's talking about it though.
Yeah. It was really interesting. I didn't put that together till just now because everyone keeps asking me if I'm going to Evolution.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I'd love to. Love to sit like front row. They're like, no, like, are you going?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, well, if I was going, I wouldn't tell you, Tom from like New Jersey. Yeah, I mean, I would love to go. I have no idea why I was on a poll, but it's great to have my name trend on Twitter every now and then. Thank you, WWE. So, yeah, like, I think it's an amazing opportunity. I texted Sasha right away when I found out. Really excited about Trish and Lita, of course. I'm still, like, a super mark, so I would love to go. I can't stop. Can they hear the music on this podcast?
Yeah, bro, I'll figure it out. Yeah,
like,
I hope it's not, like, a copyright thing.
Just, like, kills it.
Yeah, we were literally just saying that. Blink,
like,
was one of my favorite bands.
Like, I can't, and, like, Blink. Like, I can't.
Yeah. Black Sabbath, got some AC/DC.
You don't have to skip any songs.
Like, I can't even, like, concentrate on what I'm saying about Evolution because the playlist is so good.
That's awesome. Yeah. What's on your playlist right now?
I'm super, super into music, of course. I always post music on my Instagram. Right now I've been, like, into a lot of country because when I go back home to North Carolina, I listen to tons of country music. But I'm super into, like, rock. I'm into heavy metal and then, like trap music, rap, like I'm all over the place. Yeah, I
very
think the
eclectic,
only kind of music I don't like is like house music, really. Like, I like bits and pieces. Like, I'm friends with the Chainsmokers, so like I don't think you really consider that house.
As one is
casual super name drop. But yeah, I that's what the fans think. It's really funny because now I don't have blonde hair, but looking like a Barbie doll and then listening to, like, Framing the Horizon or, like, Screamo. They think it's funny.
Definitely.
That's cool. Well, everyone's coming over here looking at you. I think people want to take pictures with you. But we appreciate a few minutes. Really good sharing the table with you. And maybe we'll see you at Evolution. Who knows? Maybe you're keeping it for... I don't know.
You'll be
over at All
Petition
In.
Petition WWE. Tweet them.
Definitely.
I will say, that is the one thing that WWE does... listen to social media and Twitter, because that is why I became Fandango's permanent dancer girl.
That's right, yeah.
Was because when I got taken off, Twitter went wild, and for 2 weeks, and Triple H actually told me, he said, Twitter went wild, the demand's there, so we're going to try you out. Like, they never want to be like, you have the job. They're always like, we're going to try you out. I'm like, okay. So, yeah, it's kind of cool to know that, like, fans actually do have a say. So, like, if you really want something, you just have to get online.
That's
which
awesome.
Which is something I learned. Yes. Yeah.
That's really cool. Awesome. Hey, Summer, I appreciate
me.
A couple minutes.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, have fun.
Where are you going to be next week? You said you're going to be...
Oh, yeah, I'm at All In Chicago. Actually, all 3 days. I'll be there Thursday night when the Unbucks and everyone's signing. Friday all day. I'm doing Medusa's... Q&A, I think. She has a Q&A in the morning, and then a little bit Saturday morning. And, my merch comes out next week. So I'll be exclusively selling my merch at All In for the first time ever. Yeah.
Awesome, JR. All right, well, have fun.
Thank you.
Safe travels, and have a blast. Boardwalk Beatdown. Thanks, Summer Rae.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're here at Boardwalk Beatdown, of course, and I am joined by, of course, one of my favorites, a standout high flyer. He's got a big-time match against Brandon Kirk, Bad Boy Joey Janela, and I think it's a TBD opponent right now.
Yes,
so some question marks.
I'm nervous for that.
It makes it a little more interesting. And that is, of course, for the first ever light heavyweight championship. And, of course, he is my pick to win that match, to be the first ever light heavyweight champion. You know him as the Sky Reaper. Ladies and gentlemen, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Casey Navarro. Casey, what's up, man? How are you?
Nothing much, man. Everything's good. It's a busy day. Busy day. A lot of people here. It's loud.
It's crazy. You having a good time?
I am. I just moved by my friends, so now it's even better.
Well, It's awesome. It's just getting crazy and loud in here, but it's like wrestling heaven, man. It's wrestling paradise.
It is.
It's going to be awesome. So real quick, we saw you actually, I guess, last week over at NXT hanging out outside, you know, promoting and all that, which is really cool, man. I give you a lot of credit. You're putting in the work. I see you're filling up the dates and stuff.
Yes, sir.
I think you're going to be in that NXT ring one day, man. I really do think that, man.
Hopefully, man. Hopefully one day.
But my buddy saw you, and he goes, I think I saw him years ago at a church in New Jersey at a show where Adam Rose, I guess, was headlining.
Yes.
And
he
said he was incredible. And I said, I know. He's awesome, man. But tell us about your background, man. Were you always a wrestling fan? What got you into the business?
Actually, my father, I got into the business. When I was a baby, I used to watch it with him all the time. And then when I was two, he left the military. So watching that made me feel like he was home. And for years and years, I kept watching it. And because he always wanted to be a U.S. Army Ranger, which was his nickname was the Sky Reaper, actually.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Okay. I decided if he can achieve his dream, I can go after mine. And he was fully supportive of my career. And now I'm here, and now I'm taking over as the new Sky Reaper of professional wrestling.
So that's where it comes. Little origin story there.
Yes.
All right. Who were your like favorite wrestlers growing up? Who were your favorite guys?
The Rock, no, Cena. Roman Reigns is my favorite guy.
Oh, you're happy right now. You're a happy man. Hey, like him or hate him, that guy put in the work, man.
He did.
He deserves
it. And
yeah.
He's a very, very nice, humble guy. I got to see him at Madison Square Garden not that long ago. I have a picture on my Instagram, and I met up with him backstage.
Oh, really?
We had a good conversation. He's a good guy, man. He's a really nice guy.
That's awesome, man. Hey, maybe you'll be in the ring with him one day, man.
Maybe, man. That's
I'm just saying it. Where did you train? Like, who did you train with, and how did you get involved with Standalone Wrestling and CZW?
I started at WrestlePro in 2015. Oh, okay. Then I left, and now I'm at CZW now with DJ Hyde.
Yep.
Great training places, both of them. I learned a lot at both places. The way I met Chad was actually through the SWF, which is one of my home promotions. He was helping out there, bringing guys in and stuff, and he took a liking to me. He got me on a couple shows. He actually got me booked in Florida a couple times.
Smart man. Yeah.
And so, yeah, I actually owe a lot to Chad, and that's why I was doing all the promotions for him and stuff, and that's why tonight I'm going to win that damn belt.
I love it. I love it, man. And like I said, you're putting in the work, man. I see you out there handing out flyers, getting people in seats. You're doing everything. You're entertaining, man.
Thank you, man.
Hopefully you'll be holding the gold at the end of the night, man.
Hopefully, man.
So tell us about now. I know you got a question mark opponent right now.
Yes.
Tell us about your strategy going, if you want to give it away. I don't know. Any strategy going into it?
What I'm going to do is just do what I always do, and that's fly high, skydive, and whip some ass.
I love it.
That is the goal. I love it. That is the strategy.
Stick to the script.
That's what I'm going
to
do.
And real quick, outside of wrestling, when you're on the road, I see you got a ton of dates. You're all over this. What are you listening to? Any music or anything? Or you got any hobbies?
I love Eminem. I listen to Eminem.
Nice.
I love Eminem. I hang out with my friends a lot. And my girlfriend and my family. That's what I do on my off days.
Good man. Awesome, man. All right, real quick, I got to ask you this. Now, I put out some predictions here. I really think you're walking away with the gold tonight. I saw you outside of NXT. I want to see you in that NXT ring. I think it's going to happen, man, and on to bigger and better things after that. Real quick, any dream matches, any dream match, dream opponents, or anywhere.
Dream opponent?
Impact, NXT, anywhere, indies.
Well, if Impact didn't pull Rich Swann, it would have been Rich Swann.
I know. I saw that.
Rey Mysterio, Cody, who's in the other room.
Yeah.
And my number one is Neville.
Neville, that's a great
answer. I want to wrestle Neville.
I would be front row for that one. And the Rey Mysterio, man.
I actually just heard Neville's no longer under WWE contract, so.
Oh, did that happen?
Yes, that's my friend, so you never know. Casey versus Neville.
Casey is fighting tonight. He's promoting, and he's giving us updates on the wrestling world.
Yes, I am.
You're doing everything, man. And last question real quick. Now, I have my own ideas, but what does the future hold for Casey Navarro?
Whatever God has planned for me.
Oh, such a good answer. Casey, a pleasure. Good luck to you tonight, man.
Thank you, man.
I think you'll be holding the gold at the end of the night. Best of luck to you.
Thank you, brother.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back here at Boardwalk Beatdown, hanging out with another high flyer. You know I love those high flyers. The man, the myth, the legend, all the way from Orlando, Florida. We got Serpentico. Dude, thanks for a few minutes. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's awesome. See, you got the built-in microphone filter ready to go. He came prepared.
You don't know who I'm talking to, when I'm talking. It's great.
It's awesome, man. So coming from Florida, man, you've been traveling all over here. We saw you getting here this morning.
Yeah.
Tell us your origin story, man. I want to know how this Serpentico came about, and was there, did a meteor hit the earth, and then you were born. What happened?
Yeah, well, I was born in San Juan, Puerto Rico, right? So it's very... My childhood's very, my background is Lucha Libre, right? So every Saturday, Sunday, religiously on TV, all you would see is Lucha Libre.
Right.
You'd had WWC, then IWA, and then WWE, when they had Super Astros, it's their version of Latin Superstars. We had to watch 3 or 4 hours of Lucha Libre a day. Right? So it was always ingrained in my blood, and my dad used to be a wrestler too back home. Didn't wear a mask, but...
You said your dad?
Yeah, my dad. My dad used to wrestle back home. And then New York, too, for a little bit. He got hurt. Got a big boy job. But, you know, he would take me through matches, so...
Similar style, yeah.
Just same body type as me, so...
That's awesome. That's really cool, man.
Yeah, so I started wrestling back home, trained by Ricky Mendez, or Mil Muertes from Lucha Underground, as it's better known now. Moved to Florida, trained with the Dudleys. That's where I learned my ring psychology from.
Oh,
and
really?
Serpentico is just amalgamation of all my experiences, right? I started wrestling without a mask.
Okay.
For a good portion of my career, maybe 14, 15 years of it.
Yeah.
I've been wrestling 17.
I think I saw a little bit of that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But recently, because just I've come to realize that this is more my style, this is more me. Right, I can be a good guy, I can be a bad guy, I can be high flag, I can be a brawler. And now I was a big fan of masks growing up.
Yeah.
And just one day, I just sat down with an artist friend of mine called Pale Horse Design, you know, Chris Parks back in St. Pete, and we sat down and hashed out this the Serpentico character, and this is what you see now.
I dig it, man. Really cool. And I saw the matchup for tonight versus Tolpa, who I'm somewhat familiar with.
Yeah.
Another high flyer. I saw you. I saw the mask. I'm like, oh, dude, I hope this is another high-flying style. Who were some of your, like, favorites? Like, were you into pro wrestling, obviously?
Absolutely, yeah.
On TV?
As long as I remember, I was, right?
Yeah. Who are your favorite, like, superstars to watch growing
up?
That's
what I was going to ask. It's all good. Who are your influences?
Influences, obviously, you have Rey Mysterio. That's
of course,
one.
That's what got me into wrestling.
Right?
Yep.
Similar body type, you're both, you know, small guys. He's the one that showed me, wow, like, I can do this. You know?
Did you ever in the ring with him yet?
No, I have not. I'm actually in the same convention room next week. I'm going to Las Vegas.
Ooh, okay. Yes. That would be awesome.
Not the same match, we're on the same show, and I'm actually very excited about
it. Oh, okay. Yes, please.
Rey Mysterio would be one. Eddie Guerrero would be another one.
Oh,
right?
Man.
You have both ends of the spectrum. You got a masked guy who's, you know, high-flying master, yeah? Then you got Eddie, who's also high-fly, but a really good base, a really good character, a really good promo. I try to pull from both those guys because those are the best, in my opinion, right? And then and my third one would be Shawn Michaels.
Okay.
Again,
okay. Classic.
For obviously not a smaller guy compared to like Eddie and Ray, but he was still a small guy in the WWF.
Yeah, back in those days, it was like the land of the giants.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, there's one time where not Shawn Michaels, an Xbox story. I met Xbox once.
Okay.
And I never met him before. So before that, I'm like, oh, he's small. And I met him, and I had to like legit look up, I'm like,
wow.
You're small. If you are small, you know, like,
yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
But all those guys I'm always drawn to because all my life I've been small in stature, right? So
that's the same. I've always been attracted to smaller guys. Yeah. Me too.
From what you like and what you enjoy and people that inspire you, and that's it. Those are my three guys right there.
That's a great answer, man. How about outside of wrestling, man? Any hobbies or anything like that?
So
or?
I do. I'm a big video game junkie.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
We're going to be talking for a while.
If
yeah.
I'm not traveling, I'm on my couch just playing video games.
What are you playing?
Right now, I just finished Fallout 4 just because they announced Fallout 76. I had to go back and restart it because I can't play a new Fallout without playing the last one, beating it.
Nice.
Yeah, I've been playing Dead Cells. That came out on Switch recently, so I'm playing that.
Do you stick to the new stuff, or do you play any retro games? Because that's what I'm into.
I'm into retro games. I do anytime.
My man.
Anytime,
this guy,
I got the Super NES Classic that came out. I bought that.
Yes, as one should.
Yeah, NES, I got all that. My entertainment center is all consoles.
That's,
I'm
the same exact way,
man.
Yeah, we
got to show them some pictures.
My OCD, it's by order of release.
You and I are the same person. I will show you pictures after this.
So it's like left to right. It's just order of release. It's ridiculous.
Oh,
man, okay.
That's and awesome. Apart from that, I do help at the Team 3D Academy. I do help train there.
Oh,
do you
nice.
Really? There Monday through Thursday helping, you know, Tomorrow Stars as well. So
good for you, man. Yeah. That's awesome. You said you've been doing it for some time now, man, traveling all over the place. What's on the Serpentico playlist?
What are
the tunes?
So, tunes, it's really hard because it depends on my mood, right? And I usually don't like... I like traveling, but when I travel, I like to be alone and having my, you know, just,
yeah.
I listen to a lot of podcasts. A lot of, not just
I like this
podcasts,
guy.
But like,
I like them too.
Podcasts, conspiracy theory podcasts. I listen more podcasts than music recently.
Yeah, totally, man. I'm the same way. Sometimes you want like that conversation.
Yeah,
and I love music, but I get you, man. Going into tonight's match versus Tolpa.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be super high flying, super fun. You got any tricks up your sleeve or any strategy going into this one?
So, I wasn't planning on this, but Tolpa put out a video recently.
I saw it.
About how he treated me as, you know, I'm the supervillain, he's a superhero.
Well, that's why I was coming into you. I was like, okay.
So, you know, I was going to have it to be mano a mano, be very respectful, but hey man, if he wants me to be a supervillain, I'm the best one of its kind, so.
Wow,
that's all I'm going to say about that, because I want him and the people to be surprised to see what I had planned. So.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, man, you know what? I was supposed to be talking to him later, but I don't see him, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're taking over right now. That's right, man. Hey, thanks for a few minutes, man.
Of course.
Where can we follow on your social media and all that good stuff?
Lucha_Cruz. That's both Instagram and Twitter, and then on Facebook, just /Serpentico. You'll see it, yeah.
Awesome, man. All right, good luck to you tonight. I'm excited for the match.
All right,
see you, bro.
Thank you, man.
Hey, guys, thanks for checking out this episode of the Bob Culture Podcast. Don't forget to support the show on patreon.com/Bob Culture Podcast for some great incentives. I'd like to give a shout-out to my patrons, Jay Crow, Shannon Cruz, and, of course, Mike and Michelle Vermillion from Sledgepad Innovations. Sledgepad is the bass drum dampening system used by national acts like Pink, Goo Goo Dolls, Cher, Collective Soul, and a whole bunch more. Check them out at sledgepad.com. And of course, if you're a fan of the show, please subscribe on YouTube, check us out at podbean.com, and leave me a review at iTunes.